I'm Dr. David Alexander. I'm a specialist in dental public health, and I'm from the Pro Health Dental Group based in Lake Success on Long Island. Mm-hmm. The web address is prohealthcaredental.com.
Dr. Alexander, diabetes and dental health are connected. We don't maybe normally think that this is the case. So a lot of people have diabetes, a lot of people have dental problems, and they could be related.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, you know, the mouth is part of the body, so anything that goes on in the mouth, it's not surprising it at times reflects in other parts of the body. Mm-hmm. And one of the strongest relationships is between gum disease and diabetes. We know people with diabetes, of which there are very many, many of them are at risk of gum disease and develop gum disease. And the same people with gum disease are more likely to have diabetes. And the key to that is actually inflammation. That when gums get inflamed, all the things that the inflammation causes get carried in the bloodstream to different organs and upset other parts of the body too.
Let's talk a little bit more about why gum health is so important. Why are the gums so key to good health?
The gums are there at the entrance to the body. They support the teeth. That's the pink tissue on top that you see. And that shouldn't bleed. But often in people with gum disease, it bleeds when they brush their teeth. They spit blood into the basin. Mm. So the gums are at the sort of barrier of the body. And in the mouth, we have all sorts of microorganisms, bacteria grow, what your dentist would call plaque or plaque biofilm. And many of these bacteria are healthy and they're good for us. But in gum disease, we start growing some bad bacteria. And those bacteria tend to attack the gums. If the bacteria aren't removed frequently, they attack the gums. And the gums get inflamed. The bacteria hurt them. Like any other sore, the tissue gets red, it gets swollen, it bleeds easily. And so that creates gum disease. And the consequence of gum disease, if it's untreated, ultimately will lead to bad breath, bleeding gums, as I say, when you spit out in the basin and you clean your teeth. Mm. And ultimately, teeth will become loose. And in some instances, they have to be extracted. So tooth loss is the ultimate end of gum disease.
Is it sort of a chicken and egg kind of thing? Do you get gum disease first and that leads to diabetes, or do you get diabetes and that leads to gum disease, or yes to both?
In some ways, Pat, that is yes to both. If you've got diabetes, you're more likely to develop gum disease if you don't keep your mouth as clean as your dentist and dental hygienist would like. Mm. And the same that if you've got a gum disease where your dentist, hygienist, or periodontist have told you you've got something like periodontal disease. They might just say gum disease or periodontal disease. If you've got periodontal disease, we know you're much more at risk of developing diabetes later. What we also know is that if you are diabetic and you've got gum disease as well, whilst your gum disease is untreated, it's harder to control your blood sugar levels. So in fact, it's not just one causes the other, but the presence of gum disease will make it more difficult for you to look after your diabetes and keep your blood sugar level where your physician would like. And on the other side of that, if you've got diabetes and gum disease, your dentist and periodontist will find the gum disease more difficult to control if you've got diabetes. So it's not only an association one goes with the other, but they actually also interfere with the treatment and control of each disease too.
So I guess a good thing to do would be, if you are diagnosed with diabetes, go to your dentist, the second stop after your doctor. Or if you have gum disease and you're at the dentist, maybe you should go to your doctor to find out if you have diabetes.
Indeed, that as soon as the physician has told you you've got diabetes, or we're worried that you're at high risk of getting diabetes, as you say, Pat, the second stop is go to your dentist, tell your dentist that your physician has said you're at high risk of diabetes, and ask about whether you've got gum disease, and ask them how you should now look after your mouth to make sure that you don't have gum disease, because you probably need to care for your mouth a bit better than what you did before. If you've just been diagnosed with gum disease, you've just seen your dentist, your hygienist, your periodontist, and they say you've got a gum disease, it would be a good idea that you arrange to see your physician and tell your physician that you've recently been diagnosed with gum disease, and ask them to check you out for diabetes, because you're now at greater risk of getting diabetes. So it's a two-way street.
Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you about or that you're just thinking about now?
Let me add one thing.
Sure, of course.
The key to the connection between diabetes and gum disease is really a new science that's coming about, is inflammation, that we know that inflamed tissue upsets the whole of the body, and therefore any inflammatory disease coming from the mouth, that we know it can cause diabetes. It can also be related to heart disease, and also heart disease and diabetes are related too. So we've got a whole picture now of mouth health with body health. And so in terms of looking after yourself, it's a good idea to speak to physicians and dentists that tend to work together. More and more now, dentists and physicians are beginning to collaborate more closely as they understand these connections. In many facilities now, you will find dental offices and medical offices based together, which then makes it easier for the physician and the dentist to talk about your care. You understand that the carers are also understanding you as an individual person with the risks you have to disease.
And how convenient would that be if you could, on the same day, go to both of those doctors?
Yeah, and, you know, I think that is care of the future, that, you know, dentistry and medicine have always been separated. And I think at long last, as I say, we're beginning to put the mouth back in the body. So certainly progressive practitioners are looking at that way, that, you know, those who really want to create the better health, total health for the patient, now understand that the mouth really is a cohesive part of the rest of the body. So things are looking up. And certainly for people with diabetes or gum disease, the understanding of this connection between the two healthcare professionals, the dentist and physician, and also you, the patient suffering one of those diseases, that you have to navigate the healthcare system yourself. Mm. So if you've got diabetes, see your dentist. If you've got gum disease, see your physician.
Very well put. Well, thank you.